Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Third-party meteorologist from KDK Television, Ray Petlin, who you can see on our live stream, and as well you should. He's a television meteorologist. You should see him. You can see him even on the radio at kdkradio.com. Presented by Metropolitan Window Company and on our KDK Radio YouTube page. Raymond, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I look at you as a former television weather guy, as a colleague, but also as an educator. So we invited you on to kind of clear the air, literally, because more and more people are being duped by fake forecasts on social media.
It's amazing what people, even before AI, what people can create in their home that looks very legitimate. And it's amazing how many people actually fall for it, too. And when you share things on social media, it's never the reasonable forecast that gets shared. It's the outlandish ones. And I know you have been seeing some pretty crazy ones yourself.
I told Paul, and Paul, you heard me say, somebody posted, we're going to get 54 inches of snow in this little storm system that's coming, right? That's not true.
Yeah, and so models are tools, and you know this. You look at models, and when you have a weather model, garbage in, garbage out. So sometimes there's something that goes into a model that isn't quite right, and it can reverberate through the algorithm and create these unrealistic systems in the model. We call them storm models or model storms, where it shows up on the model, but you know in real life that's not going to happen. And back in the days when I was first getting into weather, only meteorologists had the models, and you didn't have everybody else looking at the models. And what we would do is we would see something like that and ignore it, and people wouldn't talk about it. Now everybody has a model, and you see a storm, a model. And if you look at that model with the 54 inches a different way, it pumps out 80 inches of snow for the area. And that is absolutely unrealistic. And we don't want people to think that's going to happen, but obviously, somebody is going to share that to try to get social media clout or to get the likes and shares on their page to build their page up and try to monetize it. And that's just the wrong way to go about forecasting.
Well, you know, Ray, this underscores for me the importance of who you follow on social media and checking who you're reading before you buy in.
That's the thing. Trust is huge. If you see an outlandish forecast and you don't know where it's from, you should probably think twice or look twice or try to find more information about it. But when you just see something outlandish and want to share it because it's so crazy, you're essentially a gossip. That's basically what I hear, that this is going to happen.
And people love to gossip about the weather.
I know.
True.
You don't know how many times I'm in a grocery store line standing behind people. They say whatever. I'm like, I'm they.
I know. I am they. Thank you. My own mother, God rest her soul, said to me once, they said it's going to snow. I go, Mom, that was me, because she watched me. And she goes, oh, my God, it was you. I said, I'm not all of they, but I'm one of them. And that's true. And also,
I love it.
Ray, when you're out and about being the top dog weather forecaster that you are, people recognize you. And someone said, well, you're like a celebrity. Yeah, like a celebrity. But everybody you run into wants to talk about the weather. And some aren't always that happy. They're like, hey.
Well, people ask, if they ask, are you Ray Patlin? I usually say, if you like the weather. So,
good answer.
I love talking weather. So you can stop and talk anytime. And I'm more than happy to talk about it. And I'd rather you get it from me or somebody you trust and you know that doesn't want to scare you. So just please make sure you're sharing the good information.
You know, Ray, another area where there's model abuse and it gets really out of hand is during hurricane season.
Exactly. So models are run a bunch of different ways. We call that an ensemble. So you have a model run and you have the main model run, and then you run it, you change variables, little variables here and there, because essentially weather models are huge math equations. And when you change one little thing, it could have a big impact somewhere else in that model. So they run these models over and over again, and you know, occasionally one will bring it into a specific location and somebody will try to jump on that to say, this is where it's going. And it's like, well, that's one possible solution days and days out. And a lot can change over a few days. And think of a weather forecast like a outfielder catching a fly ball. They don't just run out into the middle of the outfield and stick their glove up and the ball falls in. They first run into a general area, then they start fine-tuning where things are going, and then it moves to their hand where it's smaller movements to finally make the final catch or the final forecast. So things get fine-tuned as you get closer and closer to an event. And if somebody's calling for a huge amount of snow more than a week away, you can pretty much count on that not being accurate.
Yes, get it from Ray. I just gave you guys a new slogan that you can use for your promos. Get it from Ray.
I love it. And I'm gonna make people say that at the station.
One other note, and that is, when I used to be out and about, the one thing I got that you will never get is that all the taller you are? True story.
Yeah, I'm sort of an ogre, so most people tell me, wow, you're much taller than I thought, and I just tell them they need a bigger TV.
Ray, thanks for clearing the air with us. We'll see you on KDK TV later.
We'll see you later, guys. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. There he goes, meteorologist Ray Petlin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent, I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.